Hi. Today, I would like to talk about Azure and how it applies to solving scientific experiments like our littoral research. And what I would like to do is introduce you to the process to get involved with Azure. Now, I know we've been playing around with the data logger and these other kinds of things, but today, let's take a tour of Azure because this is an important part of science, engineering, marketing, retail, medicine, and things that we may not even think of today, you'll be doing with it tomorrow. All right. So first of all, I go to azuremicrosoft.com. Let's take a look at the beginning page of Microsoft Azure. Now, cloud technology is a big story today. We store much of our information in there. Netflix, as an example, runs on cloud, not the Microsoft cloud. I believe they're on the Google cloud right now. They've run on the Amazon Web Services, and they move around from cloud to cloud, perhaps for pricing reasons. And that's an important consideration, and we'll discuss that a little bit today on what is the cost of using Azure. But I don't want you to start using Microsoft Azure for your littoral research yet, at least for a cost. So you can see down here in the center of the page, try for free. Now, I already have an account, so I'm going to sign in. But what I would like to do is ask you to try Azure for free. There are many, many publications that can help you work through how to use Azure for your needs, and especially for like littoral research. Now, in the next session, we'll talk about how I'm building a site that you'll be able to consume to do your research, but you won't be able to actually play with Azure directly. So you'd click on Try for Free, and then you can sign up, and you would get $200 worth of Azure, and you can use that in any way you want to. Now, you may be going to a school that will be getting Azure through DreamSpark, and I would recommend that you use the DreamSpark Azure subscription once if that becomes available. You do need a credit card for this, but in some instances, you may be able to ask for a one-month free subscription if you go to any of the Microsoft Azure training sessions in many of the cities across the United States. Okay, I'm going to log in to my Azure account. This is the portal. There are two portals. There's the portal called the Preview Portal, and we'll take a look at that. But I'm not going to use that today. And so this is switched to New Portal, or as it was called, Preview Portal. In some videos, you may see it called that. Okay, this is the portal that I like to use. There's another portal. We'll talk about that in later videos. Okay, so this is Windows Azure. And you have, when you start your free website using the credit card, you can have up to 10 websites. Now, once your one-month free connection to Azure goes away, you still get to keep the 10 websites. They're still functional, and they have functionality. In the next case, you see that you can make virtual machines. That's what I want to talk to you about today. Now we're looking at the portal that I like to use in Azure, and this is the all items. So this is showing everything in Azure. This is the websites. Now, when you make your free Azure website using your credit card, you can have up to 10 websites. Now, each one of those websites can remain active after your account goes away. So you probably should go ahead and set up your 10 websites well before the end of the month. And they also have functionality, so things like mobile services and some of the other functionality are available for you to use. And you can easily access them through the free web matrix system down here that can allow you to get started building websites and so forth. I'll go ahead and start that. And it's launching. So this is web matrix 3. Now this will only run on Windows 7, 8, and 10. It will not run on Apple, but there's other products you can use with Apple. So this is a very lightweight method of building websites. Next, we have virtual machines. Now, one of the things you may be concerned about if you're really into software and operating systems is you might be thinking, wow, this is a Microsoft site. This is the Azure websites. You can have up to 10 Azure websites, and this is pretty awesome. So if you do sign up for the free Azure websites using a credit card from your parents or your own, then make sure you build all 10 websites, and because the websites are maintainable and you can add to them using Web Matrix, which you turn on by clicking down here, or any of the other tools that you enjoy using to build websites. Now, the next one I want to talk to you about is virtual machines. Now, virtual machines, especially in science, often are not Windows machines. So you may be thinking, well, Microsoft Azure probably means that they don't do any of that kind of thing like Linux and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not true. So if I go down here to New, Virtual Machines, and we'll go through from gallery. Now, normally I use Quick Create, and it just goes boom and quickly creates a Windows machine for me. But now I'm going to come down here to From Gallery and click on that. And now I'll be able to choose any of these images. Now, some of the images do require that you have payment. So as an example, Oracle, not free. They want their payment. So if you do use this, then you will have to pay some extra money. But the Microsoft servers are available for use in your free account. So if you want to test or experiment or learn more about servers, this is a good place to come to do it. There's the Windows Server. SharePoint. SharePoint, by the way, is a great way to break into software, the software business. SharePoint is used by many businesses, and they're always looking for new people, so you might want to think about that. It's also used a lot in science because of the workflow systems. There's Dynamics, Visual Studio, BizTalk servers, which I'm really not sure what that is. Visual Studio, let's take a look at that. These are the different flavors of Visual Studio, like 2013, Team Foundation Services. 2015, wait a second, it's only 20, oh, it is 2015. Wow, time flies. So you can have this working with C++ and Apache Cordova. What is that? Well, this allows you to build apps using Visual Studio that run on iOS, in other words, the Apple phone, or Android and other systems that are not Microsoft and used to require that you had their products to be able to build and implement their store applications. Now, Dynamics, you might want to take a look at if you're looking for work. Or you want to get into the business, into software business, there's always a demand for people who can do ERPs. What's this? Ubuntu? Oh, no, that can't be. This is a Microsoft product. How come Ubuntu is in here? Well, people use Ubuntu servers, and if you're using one, you can now spin one up here and start using cloud technology with your server and be able to connect to it from other systems and however you're using your Ubuntu, CoreOS, SUSE, the Novell system, Puppet Labs. And so you can see there's quite a number of applications that you can use in here. Now, if you want to use MySQL, my recommendation is you go ahead and spin up one of these servers and just load the MySQL on the server. There's another way to do it, but that would be my recommendation. So we'll go ahead and pick the Windows server just for the heck of it. And now I get a large number of Windows servers. I'll just take the Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center and click. And now I have to go through some configuration. I have to give the virtual machine name. And so the virtual machine name might be Dev Radio, which probably won't work because I'm pretty sure somebody else has used it. And let's see. Yeah, maybe nobody has. Okay. New username, we'll put in Santa Claus because I'm just demoing this, and then new password would be Dev Radio. 1, 2, 3. And you do have to have certain characters. And now we'll go ahead. So you have tier basic and standard. Let's talk about this a little bit. If you're experimenting with things on your virtual machine, you want to keep it real small. This uses just pennies per hour when this is turned on, but it does run as you're turning and burning your CPUs. Okay, now cloud services. What is a cloud service? In brief, a cloud service is a place where VMs live, and the cloud services provide the endpoints. Oh my gosh, what is an endpoint? That's almost an hour worth of discussions, but an endpoint is how you communicate through the firewall. So that's a lot of detail. There's a lot of other people who explain that better than I, so you need to go take a look at that, these other videos. Dev Radio is my, this is the cloud service name. So anyway, the VM lives inside of cloud services, so I can have a whole bunch of VMs inside of the same cloud service, and that separates it from the other VMs that live in other cloud services. So that means that, think of this as sort of a universe for your virtual machine. Now I need to pick the area that I'm going to work with. Pick the area closest to you. So West US is closest to me because that's where I live. Storage account, I can pick any of these storage accounts, or I can create another automatically generated storage account. So I'm just going to pick that right now. Availability set, don't worry about that. And now we're ready to go. So you can see this term endpoints is right here. That's enough of an explanation for you, your bright guy person. Okay. Next. Virtual machine configuration, install the VM agent. And so these are some special things. You may, if you know what they are, go ahead and install them. If you don't know what they are and you want to find out, click on Learn More and they'll tell you. Security extensions, Microsoft Anti-Malware, I usually click that one. And when you're using a server, remember these are set up as servers, not clients. So there's quite a little bit of difference in how these machines spin up. All right, so now it's going to take a few minutes to spin up. We are not going to discuss this. We'll discuss some of the other things in Azure. And remember, this all relates to designing your experiment. So if you're doing science like marine biology, or you're doing mechanical engineering, I'm sitting in an office of a mechanical engineer professor from MIT here at University of California, Riverside. He's doing research on how to teach engineering statics better. If you are thinking about doing engineering statics, by the way, you need to be very good at geometry. I'm sorry to scare you off if that's the case, but statics is an important course. You need to know what that is, and if you're in high school, please go find out what that is and get some tutoring or something so you're ready for it. Okay, enough of that. Now, we're going to talk about storage. Many people may think of SQL databases as the way to do storage for data, and that's true. But SQL databases are quite expensive. Now, when I say expensive, I'm not talking about like, hey, you got to pay $1 billion for this SQL database, but rather I'm speaking about how much time it costs per hour or per minute when you're utilizing the SQL database. So if you're putting things into the SQL database like images, and then you have some other data on it like the temperature data, location data, and so forth, the SQL database is very good for maintaining records that are locked, records that need to be managed. But I can tie the SQL database to storage of another type that's much less expensive. So I can put the small things like the temperature data and the location data into my SQL database along with the experimenter's identification and some other information about what the experiment is about. But I can put the large things like an image into something that's called a blob. Now the blobs are described elsewhere. There's two types. There's block blobs and page blobs. And you should know the difference between the two. But in general, most people use a block blob. All right, so now let's go to storage. And storage, if you use Facebook, and who doesn't? Well, a lot of people have a Facebook account, but maybe they don't make a big use of it. And so you have a Facebook account. That's a lot of information. But it's fairly constrained. That uses what is called NoSQL storage, or NoSQL is the way that Microsoft people pronounce SQL. We pronounce it SQL. So SQL or NoSQL or NoSQL is a flat table, and a flat table stores a lot of information very inexpensively. Now, another type of flat storage is a blob, and they pretty much look the same in Azure. So you need to make sure you understand what the difference is between the two. Now, blob, I can use it for things like backing up a computer or using it to store images or videos. Now, if I'm using it to store videos, it's very inefficient to stream those videos out of a blob, which brings us up to media services. So I can tie my SQL database record locking to my media services, where I can put images of my experimental setup, what I'm doing, things I found out. Maybe I found a high tide pool and versus a low tide pool, and I wanted to show what kind of creatures are inside of the high tide pool and keep an eye on that high tide pool. Then I might put those videos in here, and then other people can see that. Now, remember, we're doing research. We are not doing stuff that is like what we might put on our Facebook, like this is a cute cat, you know, so you'd be kind of focused unless there's a catfish. See how I work that in. Okay. Now, Visual Studio Online, this is used in a number of ways. We're not going to go into that, but this is an important piece that if you want to get into software, you need to understand a little bit more about the Visual Studio Online. Now, the important thing about Visual Studio Online, as an experimenter, you may have your own system to collect data, and then you're going to put it into my stuff that's in Azure later. So you might use Visual Studio to build up a tools that are collecting the data, like if you're working with your Arduino, or you're working with a TI Launchpad that uses Eclipse, which is not a Microsoft product, and you want to manage that, then you would use Visual Studio Online. BizTalk Server is for business people. We're not going to talk about that. Recovery services, automation, and some of these other things are very interesting, but the one I want to talk about is machine learning. Now, we were going to call this Skynet. Just kidding. That was a little Terminator joke. The machine learning has a back end of R, and it's very interesting to look at. I want to use this in a future broadcast to show you how to use it. But in general, machine learning, great to review statistics and data, which is what we're doing. And we're collecting data, and we really do need data, real data, to collect and be able to utilize. If you think you can make a terabyte of random data and then do research on it, then you'll have a great time researching random data. That's not useful. You have to have real data. And so there is a group of people called data heads, I don't know, people who are into big data, and they're always looking for big data, more and more data. So if we collect a lot of data in our science experiments, that'll become interesting to other people. Now, we use Remote App here at UCR we can put an app that could only run on Windows 7 into Remote App and then run it on Surface RTs, Windows 8, Windows 10, Android, iOS. So this is a very good way to get your application out onto a whole bunch of people. Management services and Active Directory. These things, yeah, you should know them, but we're not going to go into them. And then settings. So in your free setting, you may want to change this long name here, which on mine says it's Microsoft Azure MSDN Visual Studio Ultimate. You can't change it, so you have to accept it. So if you're going through some of the PowerScript learning tools, that you have to just copy the whole thing. Okay, so in conclusion, what we've talked about a little bit today is how to create websites using WebMatrix. There's all kinds of ways to learn how to create websites and put them up to Azure. Please go look at them. There's so many I can't even give you the links, but I'll be putting them up on my blog and linking to those on my Dev Radio Show. Then there's virtual machines. We did create a virtual machine, and it did spin up, so we'll see if we did get a Dev Radio. It's running, and it's provisioned. Now, let me show you what happens. $128, I started with $158, and I have a bunch of virtual machines running, and they run very small. These have been running pretty much since the beginning of January, and you can see that it from, and I start with $150, you start with $200. But if you keep these running, then they will, you'll get charged even if they're not doing anything. So to keep them from costing you money, you can right-click, or not right-click on them, you select them, and now you shut them down. Make sure you shut them down, and make sure you see the term stopped deallocated. That's very important. So let me go through that again so you don't waste your $200. So I'll shut down, and then they'll come up and say deallocated. Just because a server stopped, if it's not deallocated, it will continue, you'll continue to be charged for it. And the reason why is that when it's just stopped, you can start it up really fast. But once it's deallocated, you lose your IP addresses, and which isn't important if you design everything correctly. And you get charged for that. So let's go ahead and shut that one down too so I can save some money. There we go. And we now have all of our, I've stopped my virtual machines. These are simply Linux servers, Windows servers, whatever kind of, in whatever flavor you want. And you can use Microsoft Azure on any system, Apple, Chromebooks, Windows 8, Windows 10. So give it a try. You do need a credit card. Once you've run out of $200, you'll not be charged anymore unless you want to be. And there's also some other ways to get free access. So make sure you're going to our Azure webcam, Azure camps, Azure training, hackathons that are near you to get up to speed and learn how to use Microsoft Azure. Please include Microsoft Azure in your science experiments so that you can share your data with others. Thank you very much. Over and out.